Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler.
Lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the lines. Eastside Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Love, can you hear me?
I sure can, Dave.
Oh, good deal. I was really disturbed about the report about the beach over there. And I was just thinking back to one day I was watching TV, which I don't do immensely, and they had a clip on an interview with Stephen Hawking, the genius, before he left the planet. And they asked him, Stephen, well, what do you think about all this business about we're trying to colonize the moon and maybe Mars? And he just said, well, we have because we've ruined this planet. And so you look at a picture of the moon, and what do you see? A lot of craters. What does that mean? You want to move your family up there and become the first pioneers that die under a plastic dome possibly made in China? And, you know, and meanwhile, I just would like it if we stopped killing our mother, who is our Mother Earth, and has brought us such fine products as soil, air, and water. Can we just stop it? I'm going to leave it there, Matt.
Yeah, you know, Eastside Dave, that is an excellent, excellent point. And it goes beyond this intentional dumping by Iran of tons of crude oil on Israeli beaches. Let's get right close to home, Dave. Let's get right close to home. Forever Chemicals, up there in Marinette County, drinking bottled water. It's in the groundwater, Dave. They can't drink the groundwater. The wells are poisoned with Forever Chemicals. Forever means forever, and is leached into Green Bay, which means it's in the Great Lakes. And you know what the Republican Party did? The DNR, under Evers, and, you know, they're independent, but basically he's appointing as many good people to it as he can, put out some regulations on testing and restricting Forever Chemicals. It's a certain kind of chemical that's used in firefighter foam, things of that nature. You know what the Republican Party did? They sued. They went to court to get a court to stop the restrictions on Forever Chemicals and to stop the guidance. And you know what they said? They said, well, that's something that the DNR shouldn't have done. We should do it as a state legislature. They mean the gerrymandered Republican majority has 2/3 of the assembly and they got less than 50% of the votes. Judge goes, okay, are you going to do it? Well, we don't know. We don't know. Well, they do know they're not going to do it because their donors don't want them to do it. So you don't have to go too far afield. Under Scott Walker, what he did, wetlands. He got rid of the special wetlands protection under Wisconsin law. Now the only protection of wetlands is federal law, which is very loose, very thin. He permitted people to come in and do deep well pumping of water for commercial sale, you know, these bottles of water. So there are areas that are just drained. You have lakes, streams that have dried up. This is Wisconsin. You know, they say Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes. We have, I think, as many as Minnesota. I haven't counted, but you go into any county, we have some beautiful, beautiful water. Great Lakes are beautiful. The Republicans are facilitating leaching Forever Chemicals into the water to stop the DNR, which has the scientists. There are no scientists in the Republican Party in the gerrymandered legislature. There are no chemists that don't understand any of this stuff. They're in the DNR. They're in the DNR. The Foxconn deal that Walker did on a napkin. He got bamboozled and swindled. besides the money, $4.5 billion we were on the hook for, besides the money, it permitted them to take up to 7 million gallons a day out of Lake Michigan, down in office of Racine County, and put back 4 million of some sort of effluent, but they didn't have to file, according to Walker, they got him to do this, an environmental impact statement. So what's in the 4 million they're putting back in? We have a right to know. I have a right to know. I live in Milwaukee County, just up the lake. But somebody in Superior has the right to know. Or Hudson has the right to know. This is Wisconsin. This is Wisconsin. The only saving grace is, so far, it was such a scam, Foxconn hasn't produced anything. But this is their approach. When you start putting dirty things into Lake Michigan and into Green Bay, and you start having people in Marinette County, which you do right now, having bottled water. One of the business executives up there with the backing of the Republican Party said, there's no problem. We deliver bottled water every week to each house. So what's the problem? What are you kidding me? What's the problem? You buy a house, you don't want to drink bottled water. You want to be able to drink the water out of your tap like anyone else. You know, this is pretty basic. This is the cleanliness of the water and the environment in Wisconsin. We have the cleanest water in the country. Great for tourism. Great for fishing. Or the animals, you know, great for hunting because animals drink water. You can't eat some of the fish up around Marinette County. You can't eat some of the fish. I want to be able to eat the fish. You can't eat the fish. So you don't have to go to the Mediterranean and the Iranians dumping crude oil as environmental terrorism. What you have right here in Wisconsin is the Republican Party has damaged our water. They've damaged our water. And if they ever get into power in the governor's seat, they're going to damage it some more. If we don't get rid of gerrymandering, they will continue to damage it. And they'll use the courts. Increasingly, some conservative judges, they'll use the courts. Got to stop this. Going back to the lines. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Dick of Madison, you're the third caller. You get a T-shirt. So at the end of this, let Luke know your address. So what's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Thank you very much. On the same subject, last year, I don't think that Earth Day got near enough commemoration, and gee, go figure, was the idiot that was president. And Gaylord Nelson, in my mind, he was probably one of the greatest senators we've ever had, if not the best, and the whole concept of it. And to the Minnesota thing with the lakes, a real quick hint. My grandfather had a good friend from Minnesota, and they were hunting and fishing buddies, and he'd always brag to my grandfather, we got 10,000 lakes, and he'd go, Fred, the only reason you got 10,000 lakes is you count every roadside pond.
Right. We have plenty of lakes ourselves. You know, Gaylord Nelson, I knew Gaylord Nelson. He was a great man. And they named one of the environmental initiatives after him. He invented Earth Day, by the way, May 1st in the early 70s and got the environmental movement moving. But also it's the Knowles Nelson bill or the Nelson Knowles thing where the state will buy land. They'll buy forests. They'll buy undeveloped land so that they can keep it pristine. Keep it pristine. It's bought many, many acres around the state, and it continues to do it, and that is constantly under attack by the Republican Party. Constantly under attack. When Walker was president, he had a wealthy donor who had a lake up north and wanted more lake frontage. And it was owned by the state of Wisconsin. You know what he did? He just gave him a deed for it. And then these people gave a deed for some acreage somewhere else that was less valuable and didn't need the protection. You must understand something. I'm going to say it again. The Republican Party not only does not care about the environment, the Republican Party will affirmatively damage the environment to please their donors. Go back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, it's you know, when does it become eco-terrorism on the part of the people that just dumping the stuff into our water here in the state of Wisconsin, or, you know, refusing to protect us from the chemicals they want to dump in, that I won't pass judgment until I hear more from the intelligence community on what happened in the Mediterranean there, that that there's other discussions we can have on that at another another day, on Israeli policy, that it just is, you know, that, and I used to audit some of the grants for the, you know, the NOLS program, you know, that when I worked for the DNR, that and a great program. I mean, that but we see Republicans today, they don't care about what goes into our water. I mean, it was the Clean Water Act that actually made it so, you know, the Wisconsin River doesn't catch on fire anymore. We're still reaping the harvest of previous generations of the pollution in the water, where we cannot eat the fish. You can't have a meal of the fish every day of the week. You know, if you live right next to the Wisconsin River, say you catch a walleye every day and you want to have that for your supper, well, that's not advisable for you to eat that walleye. Even in some of our lakes, we can't eat the panfish, you know, all the time.
Right.
Bluegills and such. That so we can't roll back, you know, that we can't, we have to try to hold the Republicans' feet to the fire in some way or fashion, and convince them that they're not for the sportsmen. They don't care about the sportsmen. They just care about the sportsmen's votes. And
No, you're right. And you know something? The forever chemicals are the one that slay me. The rest of it is really bad. But forever chemicals are toxic. They're poisonous. They're carcinogens. And what they have done is people in Marinette County and Kewaunee County, for that matter, have to drink bottled water, and some of this is leaching into the Green Bay, and they go, "That's okay, because we're giving you bottled water." I don't want bottled water delivered to my driveway every day. I don't want to drink bottled water. I want to drink my own water. You know what that does to the value of the houses and people who live up there? And it persists in lands, crops and fields up there are watered with this water. You can't eat the fish. It gets in you anyway. Forever chemicals. The Republican Party is the party of forever chemicals. We got to understand that. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.